Eternal God and our Father, we come before you in your presence, asking that you will look upon us as we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that you will touch and bless our souls, that you will give us strength where we are weak, that you will build us up where we are torn down, that you will help us to go through our tests and trials, help us to stand, O Lord, in the midst of trouble and trials. Help us, O Lord. Give us the strength that we need to go through. We pray, Jesus, that you will bless this broadcast. Send your word. Send that anointing. Take full control. Speak, Lord Jesus. Let our hearts be filled with joy, O Lord. Help us to rejoice in thee, O Lord. We know, Lord, that you're able. We know that all power is in thy hand. Help us, Jesus, to commit our way unto thee. Help us, Jesus, to keep our minds stayed on you, watching under prayer, that we may be ready in that day, Lord, when you return. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to work while it is day. Night coming when no man can work. Help us to seek to please you. Help us to speak your words, O Lord. Put your words in our mouth, O Lord. Let our speech be seasoned with grace, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you will look on every listener, that you will touch and bless, that you will grant the petitions that is sent up before you. Somebody needs you tonight. Somebody needs strength tonight, oh Lord. Somebody want to come back to you, Lord, and give their life back to you. Help them tonight, Jesus. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover us. Find every evil work, everything that seeks to hinder. We pray that you cast it out, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we want you to touch and heal, Lord, those who are listed on the prayer list. We want you to touch them, oh, Lord. You know them name by name. Touch them, oh, Lord. Grant their petitions according to thy will. Heal the sick. Open the blinded eyes. In the name of Jesus, make a way out of no way. Open up a door, Lord, that is closed, Lord. We know you can do it. We're depending on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. Help us to trust you and take you at your word. Realize failure in you. You can do all things, Lord. We're waiting on you, Lord. We're depending on you, Lord. You are our very present help, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you look on those who need healing, those who are hospitalized. We want you to touch them right now, Lord. Look on that condition. You know all about it, Lord. Touch, Lord. Look on Jada McBride. Touch her body, Lord. Heal her body, save her soul, save her parents. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will look upon Tiana, Lord, Henderson. Touch her right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, pray that you send her back home, Lord. Have mercy on her where depending on you. We are looking to you, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. We pray that you continue to touch and bless, that you will send your anointing and send your word. Let your word go out and reach some soul that is lost, some soul that want to come back home, some soul, Lord, that needs help, Lord, some soul that's troubled in mind. We know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, work it out, Lord. Fix the situation and move, Lord, by thy spirit. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to believe you in faith. Realize without faith, it is impossible to please you. And we thank you for this prayer right now. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for what you've already done. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you in advance, Lord. We give your name the praise. We give glory and honor unto thy name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless, and we shall be blessed. Saved, and we shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, I pray. We thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May. And I thank God for all of you who have tuned in. If you are tuning in for the very first time, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I am a Watch Care minister of the Holy Temple Church of God, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And this church is a branch of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is our headquarters church located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the president and Northern District Overseer. Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the vice president and Southern District Overseer, and he's located in Jacksonville, Florida, where he is the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for our leaders. We thank God for blessing us to be on this broadcast, and we're so glad that you tuned in on tonight, and we are featuring Youth Empowerment Month for the month of June, and we're out to encourage our youth, to give them words of encouragement, to uplift them, and help them get activated for the Lord. And on tonight, we do have Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who is my co-host on the broadcast. And joining us as well is Jasmine Jackson. Praise the Lord. She is going to be reading our opening scripture and giving the announcement. So at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to Jasmine Jackson, Sister Jasmine Jackson, so she can give our opening scripture. And if the Lord should move on her to testify or even sing, that I want to encourage her to go ahead and go forth and let God have his way. So at this time, we're turning the broadcast over to her. God bless.
And God bless everyone. I am going to read the opening scripture from 1 Timothy 4 and 12. Again, that's 1 Timothy 4 and 12. And it reads, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." I love that because that just shows that even though you're young or you're in your youth, you still have a responsibility to be a living epistle. You know, other people will see you living for God. Other people will see how you love God, how you're on fire for God. And they'll want to, you know, do what you do. And a lot of times it's not about what we say, but it's about what we do and how we make people feel. So we just have to be intentional on living our lives daily for Christ and being that example to other people. I'm going to go ahead and read the announcement. So added to the prayer list, we have Angela Setti, Jr., and forgive me if I pronounce anyone's name incorrectly. We have Curtis Berry, missionary Lisa Johnson's brother, the bereaved Allen family. And let us continue to pray for Glarnice Holmes, Victor Olayi and family, Louis Marshall, Jr., Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Phyllis Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Shel Edmond, and all of the bereaved families. We also want to remember the broadcast airs every Friday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title 1 School. And if you want to listen to the message on tonight or any other messages, you can go to that website as well. God bless you, and we're going to turn this back over to Evangelist Maybelle Edman.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the announcement. Thank the Lord for the scripture reading from Timothy, no man despise thy youth. And we have beautiful young people, and we would love to hear and see them go forth in the Lord, because you are the future church. So we thank the Lord for this month being set aside as youth empowerment. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for Sister Jasmine for being on, and you're doing a beautiful job. Thank the Lord. And we would like to encourage all of the people, and especially our youth, to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. Praise the Lord, because God can use you when you give your life to him. Glory to God. We thank God for all things. We want to continue to encourage our youth, and we also want to make note, we thank God for all of our youth who graduated from high school. And we want to commend you and congratulate you for the hard work and labor that you put in to graduate. Amen. And how you also stayed in the church. Glory to God. That is beautiful. So we want you to know we have something for you. If the Lord say the same, we're looking forward to seeing you or getting a chance to conversate with you in the near future. So we thank the Lord for all of our youth and for this broadcast. And at this time, if there's no more, we're going to turn this broadcast over into the hands of the speaker of the hour, that she may bring forth the word of, and that is in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for the prayer once again, the beautiful opening scripture, and we thank God for the Sister Jasmine so willingly coming on to help us out in the broadcast tonight. We
Amen.
Do thank God for all of our young people everywhere, and just the words of encouragement that we just heard, and also would like to congratulate the young people who stayed in the church and worked so hard to get their diploma to graduate
yes.
from high school and,
Amen.
And yet with the mind to go on to higher education. It's
yes.
a blessing indeed, and I want to encourage you to go as far as you can go. Praise God. And we just thank God, because I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling encouraged because the Lord, he's blessing this broadcast, and just to be able to reach out to the young people. One day I was a young person. I was young, and the things that people who were older said to me, they really stuck with me. They gave me some beautiful advice, some good counsel concerning living for Christ, doing the right things, and that stayed with me. And I thank God for that. And sometimes all they need is just a few words of encouragement or just a listening ear, and it goes a very long way. So I'm feeling excited. I don't know about anyone else, but I feel like praising the Lord.
Praise
I feel like going forth and just shouting.
Yes.
Because we have the victory and we have our youth. Amen. The devil wants to steal them and mess up their lives and do all kinds of things. Praise the Lord. But we have our youth with us. And while they're with us, they are doing something for the Lord. And we want to continue to encourage them to do more for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to take a little time and go to the Word of God on tonight. And before we go into the scriptures, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy.
Yes,
and Lord, we ask right now that you will speak to us through your word. Oh, God, we are waiting to hear from you, Lord, and we ask that you will touch our hearts and that your word will go out, Lord, and reach every listening ear in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, bless us tonight with the blessings that we stand in need of, for you know us best. You know what we need, and we're depending on you, and we're looking unto you. We believe you right now, Lord, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God.
Lord,
truly thank God, because prayer, it works every time. Hallelujah. So if you're having an issue or something is going on, just take a little time out and say a prayer to the Lord. Just keep sending up your prayers. Amen, because he will hear and he will answer. Amen. Praise the Lord. This time, let us turn our attention to the Word of God, and I'll be reading from the King James Version, starting with Jeremiah, the first chapter, verses 1 through 19. I believe that is the full chapter in its entirety. Jeremiah, the first chapter, verses 1 through 19. And the opening scripture was already read, so I'm going to also read that as well, 1 Timothy 4 and 12. And I also would like to add on to that 2 Timothy 2, 19 through 22. We'll start with Jeremiah, the first chapter, verse 1. And the Bible reads, "The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defensed city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Amen. 1 Timothy 4:12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in 2 Timothy 2:19-22. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Praise the Lord. And on tonight, the title of the message is, I Am a Child of God. And the theme to focus on is, God knows who I am. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the passages of scripture, and again, as we're featuring our youth for this month, this is an example of what God can do in a young person's life. Praise the Lord. And one thing about the Lord, he knows us even before we are formed and before we even come into the world. The Lord knows who we are, and he already has a plan for our lives, a purpose for each of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So in Jeremiah began to talk about how God dealt with him. And again, being young, sometimes there is a fear that we're going to be despised because of our youth. Hallelujah. But if God is with us, it doesn't matter about our age. God can do anything he wants to do with anyone he chooses and how he wants to do it. And so Jeremiah was a young child in the eyes of humans, praise be to God.
Yes.
But in God's eyes, he was the child that God had chosen to be a prophet. Hallelujah. So when people look on us and they see the outward appearance, they cannot necessarily see the inward appearance where God is looking. God is looking past the outward appearance, and he sees us for who we are. Hallelujah. And so Jeremiah, no doubt, never imagined that he would be going to grown-ups and kings and princes and giving them the word from the Lord. As he began to say in the fourth verse, he said, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So God knew who Jeremiah was before he even was formed in his mother's womb. Glory to God. Before he came forth out of the womb, God had already sanctified him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Already had ordained him to be a prophet unto the nation.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Oh, when God got his hands on you, it's nothing that the enemy can do to stop what God wants to do in your life. Oh, glory be to God. And when Jeremiah became of age, God began to speak to him, praise the Lord. And of course, naturally, his response was he couldn't speak because he was a child. And many children are told that they are to be seen and not heard.
Right.
So I imagine that was his upbringing, that a child is to be seen and not heard. Therefore, he's saying to God, I cannot speak, for I am a child.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we serve a God who owns every soul upon this earth.
Amen.
We serve a God who can do anything he wants to do with anyone.
Yes.
Even a little baby. Glory to God. God can use a little child.
Amen.
To do what he wants to do. Oh, praise be to God. So God began to speak back to Jeremiah and saying to him, say not, I am a child. And the reason being because God was going to send him to do his will. He was going to send Jeremiah and command him to speak. Praise the Lord. When God has a calling on your life, it's best to just surrender and say yes to his will. Praise the Lord. Why? Because God already has ordained it. God has already put it in place. Praise the Lord. So if we seek to do what God wants us to do, he will show us the way. Thank you.
Yes.
So we being a child of God, we belong to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God knows who we are. He knows
Amen.
His own. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he was commanding Jeremiah to go and to speak his words. And then the Lord began to touch Jeremiah's mouth. When the Lord touched his mouth, he told Jeremiah that he had put his words in his mouth.
Yes.
And so when those words got in Jeremiah's mouth,
He had no other choice but to command him to speak.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. He did not have a choice, praise the Lord, saying, well, no, I'm not going to speak this. He had to speak what God commanded because God touched his mouth and
yes.
put his word directly in his mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we read a little further into Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, we will find that there came a time when Jeremiah was dealing with these hard-hearted, stiff-necked people who would not hearken to the words of the Lord. And it began to vex him so much so he decided that he was not going to speak anymore in the name of the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
But he didn't have any choice because the words had been put in him.
Yes.
And he could not stop the words from coming out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He explained that it was could not say. The word was down in his heart and in his bones like fire. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To the point where he couldn't hold his peace. He couldn't stay, but he had to go and declare the word of the Lord.
Amen.
That's where we get that song. It's just like fire in my bones. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When the word gets the burning on the inside, no matter how much we don't want to speak it, God's word, it's like a burning fire. We have to open our mouths and let God speak. Glory be to God. So Jeremiah found himself in that situation. Praise the Lord. God told Jeremiah all the things that he wanted him to do and the people that he wanted him to go to. But the Lord God began to encourage Jeremiah. He began to empower Jeremiah by letting him know he did not have to fear their faces. He didn't have to be dismayed at their faces.
Amen.
And, of course, many people will show you just how they feel about what you're saying to them. They will frown their faces or give you a mean look, roll their eyes at you. Might lick their tongue out at you. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. But don't be dismayed because of their faces.
Amen.
But God was letting Jeremiah know that he was going to be with him to deliver him. And no matter what they did, no matter how much they fought against him, how much they rose up against him, they could not prevail over him because God was with him to deliver him.
Amen.
However, there was a warning to Jeremiah that if he were to be dismayed at their faces to the point where he wouldn't speak what God commanded him to speak, God said that he would confound Jeremiah before them. And to be confound, in other words, it's overthrown and, you know, proven wrong. Hallelujah. But when God gives you something and you know it's God, God's going to back it up.
Yes.
But if you don't deliver it the way God gave it, he will confound you. He
yes.
will stop you. Oh, yes, he will. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the Lord gives us something to do, it is very important that we obey the Lord and do it exactly the way God has given it.
Amen.
Sure, you're going to have a lot of people trying to tell you to do it otherwise. They might say, well, you know, if I were you, I'd do it this way, or I wouldn't do this, or I wouldn't do that. But if you know God, is giving it to you to do it. Just do it in the name of the Lord and let God be glorified, because
yes,
God will prove himself. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Jesus. Too many times the young people have been dismissed, despised, looked down upon, mocked, ridiculed, and all of this because they're trying to do something for the Lord. They have been discouraged. But it's time to encourage our young people. It's
yes,
time to empower them, giving them the word of the Lord, admonishing
yes,
them in the word. Like was stated, they are the future church. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And what kind of future would they have if they don't have a solid foundation? If
amen,
they don't have anything to build on, you know, they need the truth of the word of God. They don't need any watered-down version of the word of God, but they need the unadulterated, true word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
These are the words that need to be instilled in them to help them along the way. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, because we want to see God use. We want to see God raise them up and do great things in their lives. Thank you, Lord. So it starts with giving them the encouragement they need, the opportunities, you know, to help them along. And many of them would do a whole lot more if they had the opportunity. Glory to God. And so now I believe God is making the way and just expanding the opportunities for our youth. Praise the Lord. It's like if a child is coming along and you never let the child do anything, you know, that is going to impede their progress. And I happen to be looking at a super nanny. And she went into the home and she saw a lot of problems where the parents had these children 8, 9, 10 years old, and the parents are still dressing them. By that time, the child should be able to dress themselves. Hallelujah. And so we have to put them out there and let them lean and depend on God. Teach them how to trust in the Lord, how to have faith in God for themselves. Praise the Lord. They can't necessarily go off of our faith. They can't go off of what we have, but they have to have it for themselves. They have to have the Holy Ghost for themselves. They have to trust God for themselves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this is what we're aiming to do, encourage them and prompt them to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Amen. Go after God with your whole heart. Do everything you can for the Lord, that God may be glorified in your life. Praise the Lord. So let no man despise thy youth. So here, Apostle Paul encouraging the young pastor here, telling him to be an example of the believers. So young people, you can be an example of the believers. The Bible tells us that a child shall lead them. And that's the truth. In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Let's do this. Amen. 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Like he told Jeremiah that before he was formed in his mother's womb, he knew him. So God knows that are his. And if you name the name of Christ, right now is the time to depart from iniquity. Praise be to God. I began to talk to the youth directress about what the Lord had laid upon my heart concerning the youth. And she also had something that the Lord gave her concerning the youth that is taken from this second chapter of 2 Timothy concerning vessels unto honor. And so this is a joint effort to encourage our youth. Amen. Youth empowerment, empowering youth to be vessels unto honor. Praise be to God. God knows us. He knows our names. He's the one who created us.
Yes.
He's aware of everything that's going on in our lives. There are times when it seems like nobody understands what you're going through or what you're feeling. Nobody can even relate to what's happening in your life. But God is well aware and well acquainted with everything that's happening in your life. Hallelujah. He already knows your desire, what it is you desire him to do for you and in your life. Glory, hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to reach out to the Lord and cry out to him during this month to seek to get close to God. Find out what God's purpose is in your life. Find out what God has in store for you and for your future. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The vessels that are in the house, in a great house. The Bible says there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Hallelujah. What kind of vessel do you want to be? A vessel unto honor or a vessel unto dishonor? You can be that vessel unto honor. Praise the Lord. Purge yourself from these things in the world, from this iniquity, and you can be a vessel unto honor. Sanctified, that means clean and set apart for God's use. Amen. And meet for the master's use. In other words, you're in condition. You're ready for the master's use, for the Lord God to use you wherever you are. At any time, you're ready for God to use you. Amen. Prepared unto every good work. And also flee youthful lust. Don't get entangled with these worldly things and things of the world. It's youthful lust, the things that will lure you and pull you away from godliness, pull you away from sanctification. Hallelujah. Don't be entangled with these things or individuals who will try to steer you away from righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and those that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Yes.
Praise God. So I'm encouraging you on tonight, if you have been desiring to give your life to Jesus and you desire to be a vessel of honor, unto honor, God can do it for you tonight. God will come into your life and he will take full charge. God will be the head of your life.
and he will show you things. And I believe when God spoke to Jeremiah, he showed Jeremiah this because he had ordained him to be a prophet. He asked Jeremiah, what did he see? And when Jeremiah spoke and said what he saw, God commended him, saying, you have well seen. And then God explained what that represented and what it meant. Praise the Lord. And so God can do the very same thing in your life.
Yes.
So at this time, we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer. And I want you to turn everything else off of your mind. I want you to focus completely on the Lord. Remove all of your distractions. Stop all your texting and whatever else. And let us put our minds directly on the Lord. And we're going to go to God in prayer. And we're going to be praying a special prayer for our youth tonight. Praise the Lord, because we know that God has the power to deliver them from the hand of the wicked one. Hallelujah. So with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how, asking you for mercy and for grace. Lord, we call upon you right now because we need you to stop by here. Lord Jesus, we ask for forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you will blot out our transgressions, that you will wash away all of our sins. And, Lord God, search our hearts while we're praying this prayer.
Yes,
whatever is in our heart that you're not pleased with, oh, God, be merciful and take away from us in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, a prayer tonight for the youth all around the world. Oh, God, you made every one of them, and you know them by name.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, that you will stop by just a little while and make your holy visitation, Lord, that you will speak directly to their hearts. Lord, touch their hearts right now and touch their minds, oh, God. Those that are not saved tonight, Lord Jesus, we pray that you will save them and that you will use them for your service. Please, Lord, cover them under your blood right now, God. Those who are discouraged and feeling despondent, oh, Lord, pick them up right now, Jesus, and encourage their hearts. Let them know that you love them and that you care for them, Lord God, and that you want to be in their lives, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you right now, Jesus, to have your way and let your holy will be done, Lord Jesus. We are praying for those who are on the prayer list right now, God. We're asking you to stop by and see about them, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, for you to work things out, that you will fix it, Lord Jesus, that the doors will be opened for them, Lord, that the way will be made in the name of Jesus. Whatever their need is, oh, God, we are praying, Lord, that you will supply it. Let it be done, Lord Jesus, according to your holy will in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, let your holy word dwell richly in our hearts. Help us to receive your word, to take it in, oh God, and to live by it every day in the name of Jesus. No, God, forgive our unbelief. Help us to believe you and to trust in you with all of our heart. Lord, strengthen our faith, oh God.
And
our faith is weak. We need you to strengthen our faith tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, encourage your people everywhere. one by one and name by name. And Lord, we ask that you will comfort and console the bereaved families. Lord, reach out to those families tonight.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your angels be close by them, Lord God. We ask you to wrap your arms all around them and let them feel the warmth of your love. Let them feel your compassion and your mercy. Oh,
yes.
Blessed Savior, we ask you to do it right now in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Name.
God, we ask right now, Lord, that you will grant every prayer request. Let it be done according to your will, those that are spoken and those that are not spoken, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace.
Thank you.
We thank you for hearing our prayer. Lord,
thank
we
you.
Thank you for your touch. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so merciful, so patient, and so kind to us, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord. We thank you for lifting our burdens, oh God. We thank you for taking us through, Lord. We thank you for holding our hand and for reassuring us that you are with us and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, oh God, and we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast and for all of those who have dialed in on tonight or gone online listening in, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will send a blessing down upon them and let the blessing overtake them right now while we're praying this prayer. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for
yes.
all you've done. And now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless us. Lord, continue to be with us. Continue to send your word, Lord. And we ask you right now, God, to accept our prayer. And, Lord Jesus, please, Lord, please let the word of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer. We thank God for the word of God. And hopefully that you can bear this word in mind and that you have gained something from the word of God that can help you along the way. Amen. I am a child of God. God knows who I am. At this time, I have some remarks from Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Evangelist?
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Somehow I had a glitch with this phone, but that's all right. We got the word of God.
Praise
and I
God.
Thank you for bringing that word of God in this time that we are living in, because God, he can use the youth. And some of us whom the Lord saved, we were in our youth when he saved us.
Amen.
And he began using us immediately, and he can do the same for you. It doesn't matter how young you are. God can use you. And if you just make a commitment to the Lord will take over and he will use you also. He did it for others, even in the Bible times. They were youth. They were young. And the Lord saved them and he delivered them and he made them kings and rulers over his people. And God is that same God today. So we thank God for that word. And it says, I'm a child of God, and God knows who I am. And the song came to my mind, said, Lord, you made me, and you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
God knows each and every one of us. So there's no need to fear, because he knows who we are. And we can be a vessel for the Lord if we just receive the word of God and go after our salvation. Go after it like you really want to serve the Lord and be what he wants you to be, and God will do it for you. I just thank the Lord for that powerful message that came through Evangelist Amin. And I'm going to say to her, keep preaching the word of God and keep allowing God to have his way in your life. And to all the youth that may be on the phone listening in, take the word of God in. Let God use you. He will make something beautiful out of your life, and great things will happen in your life if you give yourself to the Lord. So God bless you. Be encouraged. God bless you, Zane's coming.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful, encouraging words, remarks coming through Evangelist May, and also the encouragement that she mentioned to our young people. And this, everyone, young and old, let us all be encouraged to take
yes.
the word of God in and allow God to use us. You know, and sometimes maybe God doesn't start using us in our youth, but when we get older, God will start to use us in ways that we never thought could happen, as he did with Moses. Moses led the children of Israel out of bondage in an
yes.
older age. Amen. So God can use anyone of any age, you know, but we wanted to take the time out to recognize our young people. Praise the Lord. And just want to thank God for all of you. And
amen.
We were young, many of us, when we came to the Lord. And I can remember being very young when I heard about Jesus being able to save me, and I didn't have full understanding of everything, but I wanted to know about Jesus. Praise the Lord. And God began to come into my life when I was a young, very young person. And I thank God for that experience. Praise the Lord, to get to know the Lord in my youth. And I thank God for you, and we have so many more things planned for you for the rest of the month, if it be the Lord's will. And I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it. We will have more details for you on Sunday afternoon. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have a platform where you have the opportunity to call in and talk on the broadcast. So stay tuned for that, and I'm really looking forward to having a great time, and also I'm looking forward to learning from our youth, amen, so we can learn from the youth. So I'm excited about it, and I hope that you are, and if you have something you would like to contribute, something that you would like to do on the broadcast, I'm giving you this invitation to do so. Just let me know, and we will arrange for you to come on the broadcast and participate and do something for the Lord. So I don't want to say don't be shy, but I'm going to say it anyway. Don't be shy. I used to be a shy girl, praise the Lord. You know, but God, he began to bless. I was very quiet and very shy, you know, but you don't know what God will do in your life. Just a matter of yielding yourself and, like was stated, making that commitment, and God will bless you greatly. Praise the Lord. So stay tuned, and tune in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. We'll be back, and we want to take the time now and just thank God once again for all of you who continue to support us, all of you who are praying for us, and all that you do. Again, we cannot express enough how grateful we are for your support, for your love, and for your prayers. And again, we thank God for you, Sister Jasmine, for being one here with us tonight. Praise the Lord. Would you like to have anything else to say or any other thoughts?
Oh, no, I do thank God for the word. I'm encouraged by the word. I'm pretty sure any other young person who is listening is encouraged as well. So that's it. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So this brings our broadcast to a close. Evangelist May, do you have any final words, anything else you would like to say?
I just wanted to say, God bless you, Sister Jasmine. That was a surprise, but you did well. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Yeah, she did such a beautiful job. I might have to get her right on back on here. So stick around. Amen. Praise God. We do love you. We thank God for you, and we're praying for you. So at this time, this does bring the broadcast to a close. Until we meet again, may the Lord continue to bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.